Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Opera Modesto is turning the stereotype of going to the opera upside down. This weekend, it is debuting its world premiere production of Sherlock Holmes and the Case of the Fallen Giant. It's a mashup of two famous fairy tales, Jack and the Beanstalk and Sherlock Holmes.
If magic is speaking, it's going to London. We must stop it now. I'm finished.
In addition to the two shows this Saturday and Sunday, Opera Modesto is also taking the show on the road to over 4,000 students in three counties as part of its Story into Song Literacy initiative. Joining us are Opera Modesto General Director Roy Stevens, composer Evan Meyer, and librettist E.M. Ellen Lewis. Welcome.
Good morning. It's great to be back on Insight with you, Vicky.
Thank you for having us.
All right, Roy.
Happy
to have all three of you. Roy, I want to start with you. Tell us what makes Sherlock Holmes and the Case of the Fallen Giant so unique.
Well, first of all, Opera Modesto loves to do traditional opera, but we also really want to bring opera to new audiences, to students, to educational possibilities, and to family audiences. And this is so unique because it brings two really popular stories that are unexpectedly mixed up together. Who would have thought of Sherlock Holmes being involved with Jack and the Beanstalk? Well, apparently, E.M. Lewis and Evan Meyer, and the result is delightful and fun.
Yeah, Ellen and Evan are working in tandem. Ellen, you're a lyricist or a librettist. I learned something new today. Evan is the composer of this production. How did you guys collaborate to make this mashup, you know, a reality?
Oh, well, we met in American Lyric Theater's Composer Librettist Development Program in New York City, and they're the ones who commissioned this new opera. So they sort of put us together. But we've been working for the last, what, 7 or 8 years, Evan, on on this project. It's a big one.
Evan, what excites you about actually seeing this come to life this weekend?
Well, so we've previously only seen non-staged performances of the opera or a production with college students at Portland State University. And now we see it on a much larger scale. We get to see our ideas come to life and the different creative interpretations that our wonderful director is putting together and all the contributions of the singer. So it's really great as a composer to see that come to life.
Yeah. In what aspects does the music that you're composing, it really adds to telling of the story?
Well, there are a few elements that we played on. One is the fairy tale element. So there are moments of the opera that meant to invoke a world of mystery and wonder and magic. And then there's also the element of a magic harp, which we have. And this magic harp is from the Jack and the Beanstalk story. And in our piece, it gives magical musical clues to Sherlock Holmes, who's a musician in the Conan Doyle canon. So it plays operatic excerpts, and then Holmes interprets these and uses them to solve the mystery.
Vicky, I'm sure you knew that Sherlock Holmes is a huge opera fan.
I do now. Thanks, Roy. Well, Roy, I was going to turn to you next because I want to give listeners a taste of the performance that's going to be premiering this weekend. We're going to play a clip, but I want you to set it up first.
Sure. So obviously the word Sherlock Holmes evokes all this logical image of the opera and the storyline. But what's really surprising is that the most human element in the opera are the two giants, Merrily and Blunderbore. And they are beautiful, beautiful characters. And at the end of the opera, they have an incredible duet that's so beautiful and moving, makes me cry every time. They are the human characters that show anger and passion and love and forgiveness and frustration in a way that we humans do all the time. And so I'm not going to give away all the secrets of the story because you got to come and see it to find out. But at this moment, Blunderbore is apologizing. The giant is apologizing for being human, for being frustrated, for being angry and scaring Merrily and other people.
I know that I am some treacherous.
I'm sorry that I scared you, Beth. I know you really, truly care.
Yeah, Roy, we're talking about something that we're talking about giants, but it's something that is very human, right? Grief, anger, love, also forgiveness. You know, I want to get to, I mean, obviously it's premiering this weekend, but you're also taking it on the road for thousands of students. Talk to us, Roy, about the Story Into Song Literacy, the initiative that y'all have.
Yes, this was an idea that wasn't ours, but we were happy to run with it. It was a board member's idea who thought it would be wonderful to use opera, because it's based on all these amazing stories and literature sources, to use it as a tool to help literacy advocates in the Central Valley to do their work, to help literacy improve rates of literacy. As we all know, illiteracy is a real problem in the Central Valley, probably everywhere. But even if you're in the tech industry and don't think you're interested in music or anything like that, you still have to be able to read. And reading is a real problem. And how many of us remember worksheets passionately from elementary school? Not very many. But almost all of us remember live theater as somehow making a difference in our lives. Even if we hated the show, we loved the memory of it. And so we wanted to leverage stories or books that are read in school and put them on stage in an operatic form with great voices, great performers in live theater, and blow the kids' minds, have them read the stories ahead of time, use our free curriculum companion, and then go back afterwards and read the stuff again because it's different than they remembered when it's on stage, and then read more and use it to make them read more and more. So that's the idea. So we are taking this on the road. The last few years we've done this and performed it for students, 2000 last year in our Edgar Allan Poe Literacy Initiative shows. But this year, we wanted to take it to more students that wouldn't be able to come to Modesto. So we are going to 5 cities, community theaters, and performing for 4,000 plus kids, 2nd through 12th grades, who will have their minds blown, their imaginations expanded, and hopefully be excited about reading more and more.
Well, Roy, Evan, and Ellen, thank you so much for joining us. I'm really excited for this world premiere kicking off on Saturday as well as Sunday at 2 p.m.
That's right.
At the State Theater in Modesto.
Thank you so much.
State Theater in Modesto. Thank you so
much.
Everybody
come see it.
Yes. And we have all of the information on our Insight page as well, so it's easy to find. That is Opera Modesto General Director Roy Stevens, composer Evan Meyer, and librettist E.M. Ellen Lewis. The production of Sherlock Holmes and the Case of the Fallen Giant premieres this weekend. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you want to reach out to us, you can send us an email at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producer Sarit Lashinsky and managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer and audio engineer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones. Our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. And I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you back here after the holiday on Tuesday.